Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Mondays are the days that we talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and he joins me in the studio today. Good Monday to you.
Good Monday to you.
Eric, last week, Lexington Mayor Jim Gray made the pronouncement that he would like Lexington to be a gigabit city. So what does that mean?
Well, that means super fast internet for the Lexington area, and we don't know exactly yet how they want to go ahead and accomplish this. They made the announcement that in the next 6 months, they're going to put out what's called an RFI, a request for information, for companies that could come in and be able to help supply to end users this service. And I'm not 100% sure on what they're planning on doing to get us this super high-speed internet that is currently only exists in Kansas City. It's being built in Austin, Texas, and it's been done in Chattanooga, Tennessee by the citizens there in Chattanooga. Kansas City and Austin have been funded by Google to do this. And it is like the standard right now, the standard speed for internet at people's homes is somewhere in the 2 Mbps to 50 Mbps range. I know Time Warner Cable, their standard, air quote, standard package is 15. What this would do would be offering speeds of up to 1,000 Mbps. And that's not something that's likely to be needed anytime soon. I couldn't imagine that there'd be a family that says, yeah, let's get that 1,000 if we get it. But what it's going to be good for is businesses, industrial companies that are doing manufacturing, or if you want to be able to have high-tech firms, they need this type of infrastructure. And there's one possibility. The legislature paid $150 million for a trunk line to come down from Cincinnati through Lexington into eastern Kentucky that is going to help eastern Kentucky get better broadband. And I believe that's what they're going to – with this, they're going to tack on to that. And so if this were to play out, what I would imagine would happen is what Louisville is also working on, which would be to allow companies to come in, whether it is the Windstreams and Time Warners that currently exist or the QX.nets, or if Alan and I decided we want to provide final mile fiber where we could run into people's houses and businesses to connect with this, there would be opportunities for competition for multiple businesses to offer this type of internet connection.
So we'll be watching for some development in that area. I understand we have some news about the CenterPoint project.
Yeah, on Tuesday, tomorrow, the city council is going to be meeting in a special meeting at 3 o'clock to discuss a little bit more about the $30 million bond request for the CenterPoint parking garage. And I've talked to Dudley Webb, the developer, here in the last few weeks, again, about this. And his standing is the city would be silly for not doing it, that this is money then that the city would be able to bring back in through a TIF if they were to put up this bond money. But if it does not happen, he says that would not affect the outcome of the project, that it still would be able to be built.
And finally, Eric, you know, Kentucky and Sweden, there's a real connection going on here, some of it good and some of it not so good.
Well, hopefully I'm part of the good. Eric Carlson, that's very Swedish. My grandfather's from there. But when you're in reference to, we've had two business transactions in the last week involving the Commonwealth and Sweden. And first was Lexmark, which we've been talking about for months, trying to buy ReedSoft, a software company from Sweden. And at this point now, they have 98% of the shareholders willing to make the sale to them. And because of that, they're going to be able to compel the rest to do so. And it's now going to be what started off as a $182 million attempt to buy the company back in May is in the end going to cost around $251 million. But Lexmark is, I think, happy at this point that the deal has been done. And while that was a Kentucky company buying a Swedish company, we've got a Swedish company that bought something that has headquarters here in Kentucky. That was Electrolux, the appliance maker, has purchased the appliance division of General Electric, which is based out of Louisville. And there are more than 6,000 people employed at the Louisville Appliance Park. At this point, Electrolux hasn't expressed too much of what their plans are going to be, other than they want to be able to use the footprint that GE has in North America to get Electrolux in North America. Currently, Frigidaire, that's made by Electrolux. GE is going to be continued to be made, but it will be made by Electrolux. So we haven't heard yet what's going to happen with those employees. I'd imagine for a long, long time, they'll still be there, but all that remains to be seen.
And yet the GE legacy, if you will, is getting swallowed up by an outsider.
Yeah, and I think it was the same with Frigidaire back when that purchase was made years ago. But this was a $3.3 billion sale as GE is looking to do more along the lines of aerodynamics with continuing to build up their jet engine facilities in Cincinnati, North Carolina, and Indiana and get out of more of the consumer-based products.
That's all the time we have for today. Eric Carlson is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, and thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.